Ashfi, so I'm Abdullah Hassan.
My name is Khalis Abdullahi.
My name is Jisra.
And my name is Abdurrahman.
And today we're diving into a topic that doesn't get talked about enough, the chemical dyes used in fast fashion. We see bright, colorful clothes everywhere, but most of us don't think about how the dyes impact the environment and our health. To break down this, I'm joined by my co-hosts Abdurrahman, Yusra, and Khalis. Together we'll explore the synthetic dyes affect our air, water, and health communities, and even the clothes we wear every day. Plus, we'll look at whether sustainable alternatives could be future of fashion. Let's get started.
Firstly, what is fast fashion? Fast fashion is getting more clothing for way less money, but at what cost? See, these fast fashion companies go to countries that have less or have a struggling economy and basically cheat the workers.
Well, does it really matter? I mean, it's not our issue, is it?
It's everyone's issue. Imagine getting paid so little.
Well, exactly how little?
Like $1 in horrible conditions for hours on end.
Why are fast fashion workers often paid below a living wage?
Fast fashion workers are paid low wages due to cost-cutting, weak labor laws, and outsourcing.
Or the future of fast fashion if the changes are made?
According to labor rights groups, fast fashion workers handling chemical dyes earn low wages due to cost.
Okay, but seriously, if workers are handling chemical dyes, shouldn't they be making more, not less?
Exactly. They're out here risking their health for clothes that live, laugh, love, and glitter.
And people on months for Instagram posts.
That's the irony. The people making the clothes are getting sick while the clothes don't even last more than one wash. Fast fashion is like the one friend who always shows up flashy but disappearing when it's time to help clean up.
All jokes aside, let's talk about something that's often overlooked, chemical dyes in fast fashion.
Chemical dyes are used to create the bright, vibrant colors we see in so many clothes, but the process involves toxic substances like azo dyes and heavy metals, which are harmful to the environment and human health.
Fast fashion is everywhere, but people rarely talk about what's inside these clothes, especially the chemicals and synthetic dyes.
Right. Here, dyes can be toxic, harming both the workers in factories and people who wear the clothes. Some dyes even contain carcinogens.
And then there's the environmental impact. Factories dump dye-filled wastewater into rivers, polluting and drinking water.
Plus, fast fashion leads to waste. Cheap clothes with harmful dyes ends up in landfills where toxins can seep into the ground.
So what can be done?
Some brands are starting to use natural dyes from plants and minerals, which is much safer for the environment.
Yeah, natural dyes help, but chemical dyes are still a big problem. They use toxic stuff like leaves and mercury. Some even have formaldehyde.
Isn't that for dead bodies?
Yes, and it's in some clothes to keep them looking smooth, but it's dangerous. It can cause cancer.
Well, aren't there warning labels?
I mean, I think they think we should already be knowing this and pay no mind to it.
Some dyes contain heavy metal like lead, mercury, cadmium, which can be toxic to humans and animals.
And it affects the water that we're drinking and the fish living in the water. And after the clothes are made, the damage continues. When we wash dyed clothes, the chemical goes into the water system.
So it pollutes even after we buy it?
Exactly. It hurts river, fish, and drinking water all for one piece of clothing.
And cheap dyes fade fast. That's why people keep buying more. It creates more waste.
Then those clothes go to landfills. Those dyes leak into the ground. It can pollute the soil and the water underground.
So what should we do?
We can start by choosing better. Look for clothes with natural dyes. Some brands use plant and food waste.
And buy less. Choose good quality clothes that last longer and are better for the environment.
Patagonia is a non-fashion company based out in Ventura, California, from outdoor clothing.
They use recycled material and use organic cotton.
It's a little pricey, but for every purchase made, 1% goes to environmental nonprofit groups That's called 1% for the planet.
So go and make good choices and be aware of fast fashion.
Some of these type of toxic dyes are considered respiratory sensitive. Which is especially a problem for garment workers.
Buy less, choose well, make less. That's pretty much sums it up. In a world where fast fashion dominates, it's more important than ever to take a step back and evaluate our choices. Fast fashion might offer trendy, cheap clothing, but at what cost? The planet, the workers, and even our health are paying the price.
Chemical dyes don't just affect the environment. They pose serious health risks to garment workers. Some dyes are classified as respiratory sensitives. In poorly ventilated factories, workers inhale the toxins day in, day out, causing respiratory issues, skin conditions, and even long-term illnesses is heartbreaking.
As consumers, we're not immune to the impact of toxic dyes. Ever experience skin irritation or allergies after wearing a certain piece of clothing? It could be the result of harmful residual chemicals. And think about the microfibers shed when synthetic clothes are washed. Those fibers contain traces of chemical dyes that end up polluting waterways and eventually the ocean. Brands like Petogina are leading the way. They use non-toxic plant-based dyes, recycled material, and organic cotton. These changes drastically reduce their ecological footprints while keeping the garment workers safer.
Natural dyes, cutting-edge technology is also stepping in. Digital printing methods use precision ink application to drastically reduce waste and eliminate the need for excess chemical treatments. Some brands are even exploring bacteria dyes, harnessing.
That's a wrap for today's episode. We've unpacked the hidden dangers of chemical dyes, the impact on garment workers, and the steps we can take to push for a more sustainable fashion industry. The choice we make matter. Every mindful purchase, every conversation, every demand for transparency moves us towards a better future. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, fashion should never come at the cost for health or the planet. Stay informed, stay conscious, and keep making a difference. Until next time, take care and keep pushing for change.
Bye.